Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 43 after the hour, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Diana Frischkott-Roth. She was an economist for three presidents. She's the director of economics21.org, an outstanding website that's part of the Manhattan Institute's team, and she's a very prolific writer, one of the smartest people I know, and author of three books, and including Women's Figures, including Regulating the Disaster, and one she co-authored with Jared Meyer, Disinherited, about how America's dealing with this young people. Hey, Diana, thanks again for being here. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, is scoring the various health care alternatives to Obamacare, and it's created some controversy, hasn't it?
It's created controversy because no matter how much the government or Congress allocates in tax credits, the number of uninsured in 2026 seems to be the same. So when there was no money for tax credits to insure low-income Americans after they got off Obamacare, CBO calculated that there would be 22 million people uninsured. Then the next bill had about $375 billion. Same number of uninsured, almost 23 million. Then when they made it up to $616 billion, still 22 million people uninsured. That makes no sense.
Looks like we got a rigged game here.
Yeah, it makes no sense having the same number of uninsured in 2026, whether there's $616 billion in tax credits or zero.
Well, isn't it true that regardless of whether you have no dollars or $1 billion, you're going to lose 10 million of those people because they're going to choose just not to have insurance?
Well, even under the Affordable Care Act, 30 million people were going to be uninsured in 2026. There are a lot of people who are between jobs, some people who choose not to have insurance.
But I remember when that number was 43 million. Back in 20 years ago, it was 43 million.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think it got up to about 55 million, but of those, Professor June O'Neill calculated there are about 25 million people didn't have it because they couldn't afford it, and about 25 million because they just chose not to.
Well, what are the CBO's politics? It sounds like there are politics involved.
Well, it is headed by a Republican, Keith Hall, and so it is run by a Republican, but obviously some of the analysts are Democrat-minded, I would say, but I don't know. I haven't met.
But you're an economist. What do you take from
all this? All I know is there's something wrong when you allocate $616 billion dollars to insure uninsured Americans, and you get the same number of uninsured Americans.
How do they justify that? Wouldn't you be ashamed to produce those kind of numbers?
I would not produce those kinds of numbers. No.
So that's something the news media is going to pick up on. They're not going to let that go. But how do the Republicans message around that?
So
they have their own numbers, don't they?
Well, no, they haven't produced any other numbers. That's the problem.
That's not smart, is it?
So I'm suggesting that they should produce some other numbers, some different numbers, have the Office of Management and Budget do its own calculation or someone else do another different kind of calculation.
Well, you could do that for them, couldn't you?
It requires a very large econometric model, and there are people such as the Office of Management and Budget or the Treasury or the Department of Health and Human Services that are better set up with those large models than I am to do that.
But they could put you in charge. I mean, you're smart enough. You could do it. Seriously, I'm serious. You could do it if you had the right equipment and people, you could do it, couldn't you?
Yes. If they wanted to put me in charge, then I would be able to get it.
I'm going to make a few phone calls today. Okay, and see what I can do. Hey, where should we go from here? What we should take away from all this? And what do you think about?
Well, what we should take away from this is that Obamacare is failing, and that we need a different alternative, and that these congressmen and senators should be voting either to repeal or to repeal and replace. There's also the view in the Congressional Budget Office that if the government doesn't provide something, then it just won't happen. So you read, well, these number of people are going to be off care, so they're not off government care, so they're not going to be getting insurance. Well, the government doesn't provide people with any clothes, yet everyone seems to be wearing clothes.
They seem to
be. We have insurance from all other kinds of areas, like auto insurance and life insurance. The government doesn't provide life insurance, but all kinds of people have life insurance. Not because they are forced to get it, but because they choose to.
So do you, can you see how, I'm irritated at some of these holdouts because I'm one of these people who can see some of their points, and I have a hard time with some of the things that they're being asked to vote on as well. But at some point in time, you have to say, okay, I'm part of the governing party. This is as far as I can go, as we can go with this. I'm going to go ahead and not cause the perfect to be the enemy of the good. Is that where you are?
I would say to vote for one of these things to begin with and then move forward to deregulate it further. There's something called reconciliation, which limits what Congress can do as part of a budget bill. So under the budget bill, they are trying to do tax reform and also health care reform. And that limits their flexibility. They can only do certain things under Senate rules under this reconciliation process. So what they need to do is do what they can and then do more later.
Meanwhile, out here on Main Street, Diana, out here outside the Beltway, Obamacare is killing people. I mean that metaphorically. Financially killing people,
yeah,
and not providing kind of health care. They've got to get something done up there, don't they?
They really do, yes, they really do.
Do you think they will?
I think at some point they will.
This year?
Otherwise it's going to fall apart.
This year?
I don't know if it's going to be this year,
okay,
but at some point they have to fix it.
I got her to move a little bit down along that path, folks. She wouldn't bite on tax reform, but I got to say a little bit about health care reform. That's progress. Diana Prescott-Roth and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.